Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and minds reflect you.
Applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we consciously come into community to deepen in our connection and communion with the ground of our being, the source of all that is, God in us as us. My beloveds, I've said it before and I will share it again. What we do on a Sunday morning isn't trying to score points with the divine. It's not something God needs us to do so it can feel good. It's something we need to do for ourselves. As we link hearts and minds across the airwaves, we are amplifying the energy of light, of love, of peace, of oneness. It is something we are doing for ourselves to nurture and nourish our souls. So don't ever be mistaken in thinking that coming together on a Sunday morning is your bit for God. No, it is your bit for yourself. So we continue with the series of Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And I will keep emphasizing when I'm talking about richness, I am not just talking about money. Money is just one form of abundance. But I believe his principles that he shares, and that's based on the teachings of Jesus and many great saints and sages, are principles that we need for a healthy and a connected way of living. Healthy and connected because as we know that we are one with God and all that God is, we then become more aware, more conscious of what we are doing to ourselves through our thoughts, our beliefs, our words, our attitudes, our behaviors. We recognize that it is not something outside of us doing to us, it is us doing it to us. And so, this morning, this chapter is faith. Last week, the first chapter was desire, the recognition that you needed to be clear on what the desire was. And that was a natural first step, because without knowing what it is you want, what that desire is, how then can you do or add the second step, which is faith? First, you must have the desire for the thing or the way of being or the attitude or the belief or the whatever it is. And then you start to apply faith. Now, faith is something that we have discussed many, many times on the Sunday show. And we're not talking about faith as in what religion are you. We're talking about faith, which is belief without the evidence. And we know that our teacher advocated over and over again and again and again that we had to have that belief and to have that faith. And I believe that it's the belief that cultivates the faith, because in order to achieve, in order to know, in order to get something in terms of developing your faith, you have to have that belief that it is first possible, that it is achievable, it is able to be happening for you. So when you think about some of the miracles that Jesus did, he asked the person beforehand, do you believe that I can do the healing? In one case, the man answered, oh Lord, help my unbelief. The recognition that the belief was important in order for the manifestation of what it was he was asking. Our teacher said that if we have faith as a mustard seed and do not doubt and say to the mountain, cast over there, it shall be done. So the prerequisite for getting the desires of our heart is to keep cultivating our level of faith. And this morning as I was soaking in the bath, I was thinking how it isn't about religion. It is about understanding the laws and principles of life that will attract and manifest for you the desires of your heart. You see, you don't need religion or theology or doctrines or even to have a belief in God. My personal opinion is it helps. But God has no respecter of persons. So as long as you are applying the laws and principles, you will get whatever it is, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, whether you're an atheist or a Christian, whether you're a Buddhist or a Sikh. It matters not so long as you are applying the principles. And the principles of faith is one that requires a state of mind that can allow our conscious mind to instruct our subconscious mind through auto-suggestions. And you know how numerously we have covered about affirmations and denials. The affirmations and the denials is denying what you're not. The affirming is declaring what you want to have, what you want to be, what you want to achieve. You see, these are the auto-suggestions that you are continuously using in order to influence the subconscious mind. This is how you start to practice cultivating faith and how you are cultivating the belief that you want, that the faith that you are having will be manifested. It is said that faith is the head chemist in the mind. That's the thing. If we know in the chemistry, the head chemist will be the one that will be putting together the formulas to create a given outcome. Faith is what is the head chemist in the mind that is formulating the ideas, the thoughts, the beliefs, the words, the necessary vibrations to manifest the outcome. It is so important, and I cannot emphasize it enough, that we are monitoring our thoughts, our words, our beliefs, because they are creating the vibrations, the feelings That is what amplifies our faith. You have to, in order to master anything, practice. There is no mastery without it. Whether you be a football player or a piano player, a pianist, or whatever is skills that you want to master, you have to practice. And faith is no different. Your faith muscle, your faith abilities is something that you have to continuously practice in developing. It's a state of mind that you have to master. And we all have it. We can utilize faith in the destructive way through fear, or we can use it in the constructive way through the belief that all things are possible. We have to give feelings to that which we want to manifest and have our faith delivered to us. We have to bring the desire of what we want and add the feeling of what is that life if we should be it, accomplish it, achieve it. That gives the added necessary oomph to jacking up our faith, as it were. You have to believe that whatever it is that you are asking the divine spirit to manifest for you, you have to believe that thing is already yours. Our teacher said that when you pray, which is when you are asking for something, believe you have received it. He didn't say hope you might receive it. He didn't say beg that you might receive it. He didn't give you any other instruction other than believe that you have received it. So belief is what pumps up our faith. Belief is what amplifies our faith. Belief is the practice we need in order to develop our faith. We have to be conscious and cognizant truly of what we are holding in our minds at all times. As I've shared with you, I have been dealing with trapped nerves, which has affected my mobility. And I recognize as I was going into town the other week that I was preparing myself because of my previous venture into town when I had the suddenly loss or the inability to walk without pain. My thoughts were, I will drive to the station just in case, or I will strap up my knee and strap up my thigh just in case. I started to, and I'll take my walking stick, my collapsible walking stick, just in case. And after I'd gone through all the just-in-case procedures in my head, I had to check myself. Why was I not allowing my faith in God to be that I will be comfortable, I will be able to walk, I will navigate the steps, the stairs, unhindered? And without any necessary support. I had to recognize where I was putting my faith and take it away from there and place it back in the unwavering, unchanging faith in God. You see, we all get caught up with appearances and what's going on that we forget that perhaps we are placing our faith in the wrong thing, in the wrong energy, in the wrong idea. I cannot emphasize enough that we are all having to be diligent in watching what we are placing our faith in, what we are having our belief in. There are no limitations to the mind except those that we choose to acknowledge. We choose to accept. We choose to believe. Whether we choose to believe that we are able and capable, whether we choose to believe that we're broke, whether we choose to believe we're depressed or whatever else, that's on us. That's not on God. My sacred text that I want to share with you this morning, the first comes from Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Matthew 21:22. And whatsoever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith is cultivated as we practice and demonstrate it with our belief in something higher, in our understanding and awareness of the principles of life, of the laws of the universe that are unfailing and unchangeable. Our poem this morning is by Walter D. Wintle. It appeared back in 1905. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find, success begins with the fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battle don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but soon or late the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. Walter D. Wintle certainly understood the power of the right mindset, of a positive attitude that we need in life to cultivate the belief in our faith of what was possible and is possible to achieve in life when we believe that we can. My story this morning is a little mythology. This is once Lord Indra got upset with farmers. He announced that there will be no rain for 12 years, and you won't be able to produce crops. Farmers begged for clemency from Lord Indra, who then said, rain will be possible only if Lord Shiva plays his damru. But he secretly requested Lord Shiva not to agree to these farmers. And when the farmers reached Lord Shiva, he repeated the same thing, that he will not play the damru until after 12 years. Disappointed, farmers decided to wait 12 years. But one farmer regularly was digging and treating and putting manure in the soil and sowing the seeds, even with no crop emerging. Other farmers were making fun of that farmer. And after 3 years, all farmers asked that farmer, why are you wasting your time and energy when you know that the rain will not come before 12 years? He replied, I know that crops won't come, but I'm doing it as a matter of practice. After 12 years, I will forget the process of growing crops and working in the field, so I must keep it doing so that I'm fit to produce the crop. The moment there is rain after 12 years, hearing his argument, the goddess Parvati praised his version before Lord Shiva and said, you too may also lose the practice of playing the damru after 12 years. The innocent Lord Shiva in his anxiety just tried to play the damru if he could. And hearing the sound of damru, immediately there was rain. And the farmer who was regularly working in the field got his crop emerged immediately, and the others were disappointed. I love that story. This little myth is a great reminder that that's what faith and practice is about. You may not see what you are having, the faith in that you are practicing for, manifest immediately. But without the practice, you will never get the manifestation. And so, my beloveds, as we are continuing with the Think and Grow Rich, we are seeing how important and necessary cultivating and practicing our faith continuously is. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Faith Overcomes Rejection. The first quote is from Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Ernest Holmes from The Science of Mind writes, there is a power in the universe that honors our faith in it. There is a law in the universe which extracts the utmost farthing. The author writes, undoubtedly, unsolvable mysteries and the bogeyman of fear haunt life's path. To be non-conforming to these fearsome patterns of the world, we turn to the spiritual anecdote of faith. Courage is her secular sister, with a common parent that is spirit. For good reason, hero stories fascinate us, because they are faith journeys into self-discovery. The hero journeys through challenges, hovering as if in a cloud of death, facing fright and antagonists, yet comes away triumphant, as if by divine intervention. The great treasure procured is self-identity. Arianna Huffington, whose book Thrive was rejected 36 times, is such a maverick and hero. This was the path of her second book before eventual publication. Today, she is the head of the Huffington Post Empire. Faith saw her through. As Huffington experienced failures, so do we. This is the nature of the creative enterprise we call life. However, the heroes give us a simple message. Don't quit. Faith will overcome rejection. In your moments of challenge, keep remembering to affirm your faith in God. You need to do it more than once. My beloved, I believe that the practice of faith is something that we will continuously have the opportunity to do whilst we sojourn on this time, this place, this journey through earth and on earth. Cultivating the belief that we may develop our faith in whatever it is that we desire is paramount, is key for having, for living, for being. And so if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within for this morning's reflective, affirmative meditation. As always, I like to remind you the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. Just the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Job had to amplify his faith as he went through the various trials and tribulations, physically, mentally, spiritually. So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be cognizant and conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. For the third and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning's reflective meditation is entitled Cultivating Authenticity by Kelly Robbins. Affirm. Recognizing spirit as the infinite intelligence of the universe, I know it is the creative force behind all that exists. From the limitless galaxies surrounding us to the boundlessness of the tiniest atom within, spirit is the source of all things and is behind all creation. With purpose and all-knowing good, there is nothing not made from this loving, intelligent substance. In its infinite wisdom, there is a need, a purpose, and a place for everything. Knowing this truth about spirit and the perfection inherent in all that exists, I also recognize that this source of infinite goodness is what created each of us. Individual and unique as we are, each of us is needed exactly as we are. We are each a different and necessary part of the whole, perfect and complete. We are one essential spark of the divine light of spirit. Our individuality is what shows that each of us is here on purpose. Realizing this truth, I relax in the understanding that I am perfect just as I am. I release any unease or discomfort about being me. Encouraged to discover and be my true self, I let go of any attempt to be who I think I am expected to be. My authentic self is confident, beautiful, loving, and filled with joy. I know the authentic me is here specifically to discover and express myself as I am, spirit in action, expressing deep and compassionate gratitude for knowing these truths. I embed acceptance into each cell of my body. I give thanks for the love and acknowledgement of the perfection I am. I steep myself in gratitude, recognizing the love, acceptance, and beauty in others as myself. I joyfully release these words to the law, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that as these words are spoken, this reflective affirmation is complete. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as you allow these powerful words to vibrate and resonate within you. As you allow the feeling of these words to deepen in you. And as we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that we are living, moving, having our being in the divine, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient spirit of life that is everywhere present in every point in space and time. There is nowhere where the divine absolute mystery is not. Mother, Father, God, thou who art our divine beloved, the spirit, the intelligence, the mystery of all that is. As we consciously come into communion with you at this time, knowing that whatever we ask and do not doubt, but believe, it shall be so. So as we consciously come into communion this morning, we ask to deepen our faith, our trust, our belief, our courage in you. Knowing that we are made in your image and likeness. And all that you need of us is to walk by faith and not by sight, to remember our divine inheritance, our divine nature. That as our teacher advocated that we should do mightier works than he. Lord, let our faith deepen like never before. Let us get the belief, the awareness, the acceptance, the understanding that without faith it is impossible to please you, for faith is the vehicle through which you are using to manifest, to demonstrate, to bless us with. You are not a capricious, whimsical God withholding anything from us, but you are the intelligence, the field, the mystery through which there is a requirement that we acknowledge that we are sons and daughters of the Most High, and all that you are, we are also. You require that we demonstrate our God self, our higher self, our true self, our divine self. And we do so as we utilize our faith, as demonstrated over and over and over by our way-shower, our teacher, our Yeshua, the beloved Christ. Mother, Father, God, we know that of ourselves we can do nothing. But as we practice our faith, as we comprehend that it is our belief that is the prerequisite for getting the desires of our hearts, Let us be clear in our desires. Let us be affirming in our belief. Let us be trusting in our faith. For it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. That kingdom that our teacher said was within us, that kingdom which is the field, the energy, the spirit that permeates in and through all of creation. Divine beloved, strengthen our faith as we hold in our consciousness a world that works for all, a world where every need is met, a world which sees oneness, acceptance, that sees peace, that sees equity, that sees love, that sees joy. Our teacher only demanded of us that we love you with all our heart, mind, and soul, and that we love each other. Divine beloved, let us learn to be loving and caring. Let us see that loving, caring in others, even when sometimes they fail to demonstrate it. Let us have the faith that this world and all its inhabitants and all sentient beings can live the way you created them to live. Mother, Father, God, for those that are transitioning back to you, may their transitions be peaceful. May you comfort those that are left behind grieving. But may they know in their hearts that we come from you and to you we shall return. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For you know what we have need of even before we have need of it. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is. So it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm. I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Ooh, bear with me for one moment as I locate what I did with our Buddhist reflections. Let me start with what I know. Let us do our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word or deed.
In thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful. May
they be free.
May they be free.
Our science of mind affirmation. May you know.
May you know.
The wings of faith.
The wings of faith.
Are ready to carry you.
Are ready to carry you.
Into the province.
Into the province.
Of your greatest success.
Of your greatest success.
Illumination, Rumi says, everyone has been made for some particular work, and the desire for that work has been put in every heart. My benediction this morning, go out now with hearts and hands and minds renewed to the world that is waiting for you. Go out to that world to bring your gentle touch to those in pain. Go out to feed and house those in need. Go out to speak truth to those with power. Go out with courage to do the work which calls you. Go out now with your passion and faith to change the world. For our American Sunday Solars, I'd like to wish them a very happy Mother's Day. May they have a very blessed and spectacular Sunday as they celebrate. So my closing song, my beloved, is Danny Gokey, and it's entitled Stand in Faith. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday, and I look forward to next week for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Until, peace and blessings.
Thank you.